All right. Evie, you want to welcome everybody? Just say
hello.
Well. Oh, okay. Seriously. Well, welcome to Gamers with Coffee. That's Evie. She's our official announcer for the day. And there's Clint.
Hello, Clint.
There we go. So we are driving in some kind of weird weather.
It's raining.
Well, this commute. Yes, you can actually see the rainfall in the distance.
Yep.
On one side, a little bit of clear, and on the other side, towering clouds. Kind of a weird setup. But we're kind of weird, so we can do this.
So it works, yeah.
We can dub this the weird commute today.
The weird commute, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll work.
There's a whole lot of things going on, if you guys have listened to the other podcasts. And Clint wanted to touch on...
I'm going to touch on Omicron real quick, because it's not looking great, unfortunately. And that is just kind of how Kickstarter works, unfortunately. But, I mean, they've actually lost some backers, which has reduced the money, and with 8 days to go. So, again, unless a miracle happens, it's just not going to get funded. Hopefully they will repost it. Hopefully they'll repost with a little more good stuff. I know there's just no stretch goals at all, and I think that's part of what's hurting them, even though they're not hitting their goal or even close to hitting their goal. I think if they hit, and this is my opinion only, but if they put some stretch goals up, something for people to strive to work to, I think more people would be interested. It seems like people are kind of losing interest at this point. Just 8 days to go, not even 50% funded. I think people are just kind of like, yeah, this isn't going to happen, so we're out of here.
Yeah, and sadly, if a few people leave, then what they call the bleed-off starts.
Yeah.
And it can be a stampede of people exiting their pledges. So, well, hopefully it gets funded. What they need to do is maybe rethink what they're doing.
They've been, and but I think it's
redo it.
Too little, too late, unfortunately. That and, asking for $60,000 didn't help. I mean, I get why they need $60,000. That makes sense, but...
Well, yeah, production costs on everything are high. Me and Clint make miniatures. We'll do our own, build our own little train things and even cast them in resin. Like, people go, oh, hey, what would you sell that little thing for? And actually, it's a lot more than you think. Not at a greed. It's just the resin costs money.
Yeah.
And even if you buy in bulk, it's a bulk manufacturer. So.
And then that's not even counting any time you put into it or anything else. It's still good and it's still a viable option. I can see why people go to 3D printing more, but to me, 3D printing, the quality is sketchy. I'm not.
Well, there are some excellent printers, but here's the thing. You're going to burn up a printer if you try to run 1,000 pieces on
it. Yeah, exactly.
The printer, in my opinion, and me and Clint have talked about it, would be good to have the printer, print your prototypes. Then you're going to want to cast them, whether it's out of a resin or spin cast it out of metal or plastic injection. So you have to, I don't know, it wouldn't be feasible to do it on a printer for mass production. For a little bit of production, yes.
Yeah.
I think, especially if you had the money for several printers. But, I don't know, things cost money is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So.
It's still a good, very viable medium especially for design. But for large production, unless you can spend 20, 30, 40,000 on a production grade 3D printer, that'll do 20 or 30 pieces at a time, it's just not.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you can have prototypes made from companies, but that could run you literally into the hundreds of dollars to have a prototype made.
Yep.
So, because we've looked into it, there's a lot of terrain things that me and Clint have made that, would be interesting. And at some point, honestly, we'll just make some things here or there for ourselves and maybe sell off extra pieces. But it would take a lot of money to start a, quote, production.
Yeah.
And if I did anything to sell, I would probably only do it in limited runs of maybe a dozen or so because it costs a lot. It costs a lot of money for
I know the eBay guys, they're doing stuff print to order. And as I found out, at least, I don't think you've ever run into this with your 3D printed stuff, but if you don't keep your spindle material dry or out of a moisture-rich environment, your production will seep water, as I found out it did.
Well, that'd be cool if you ordered an old-time castle.
Wow.
And it actually was bleeding water out of the walls.
That'd be kind of cool, but
like a weeping thing, but it's not funny. Yeah.
Yeah. The problem was, and
wait a minute, Clint. They make something called watercolors.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh wait, no, never mind. It doesn't work that way.
You know, now that I think about it, that wouldn't be a terrible blending material. Well, it would still stain the resin or the material, the PVA or whatever. I'm kind of concerned with what people are now selling their 3D printed stuff on eBay for. And what you're getting, quality-wise, to me, it's not there. I don't like my castle to look like corn on the cob, because that one that I've got does look like corn on the cob.
Well, again, it depends on... And now, those spools are not necessarily cheap, and while it looks like you have a lot, actually, it takes a lot of plastic to make a little miniature. You'd be surprised the amount of filament it takes. So it's not... I don't know. It's something that, like I was saying, me and Clint are going to probably do our own little gamers with coffee things, and we'll put out a few little things here or there down the road.
We'll have some terrain we can do.
We'll have some stuff if people are interested, because we've had people ask us where you get that terrain you're playing with, and it's stuff we've made, so you don't get that somewhere else. So we might, but it's...
Yeah.
When you're talking about Kickstarter and funding, and then, of course, you have all these things out there right now, Clint, like... This E3 show and the fact that some of these video games are going to tabletop.
Yeah.
You have a lot of people going, this is my opinion, I can only back one thing. And so they may not back something on Kickstarter when they want to do something like Elder Scrolls Online.
Yeah.
Which is for sure coming to the miniature world. So it's that kind of competition I think they got to compete with too.
Really? Elder Scrolls is coming to miniatures?
Yeah.
Why didn't you ever mention that?
I have. I'm kind of excited. Yeah, Clint's saying that sarcastically.
Yes, I am.
Because I'm excited for one thing, and maybe not necessarily what you guys think. I'm excited that video game players are going to have a chance to actually do tabletop gaming on something they already like. So there's going to be people moving over and at least trying it. That's what excites me. I think it's a good crossover. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of hard to play Call of Duty Miniature World. If you want to get into street battles, you can move to certain cities in the country.
Yeah, there are games that are similar, but not quite the same.
So
it's not. I like that Cyberpunk 2077 is going to offer you, the pre-orders are going to get the copy of the rule book for the game. So I'm excited about that.
Now, clarify the game to somebody who doesn't know, because a lot of video gamers don't know that.
The Cyberpunk 2077?
Yeah. Don't know about...
Oh, don't know about the role-playing
side. Rule.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm like, you just talked about Cyberpunk 2077.
No, they know about the game.
No, I see what you're saying. Sorry.
No, they don't know about the rules for what I would explain.
They're offering you, because Cyberpunk started as an RPG. It is a role-playing game. It still is. It's an awesome, one of the best ones. One of my all-time favorites, to be honest. One of my top 10, for sure. And now that it is being redone, instead of them doing this massive RPG launch... They decided, since they are also doing the video game, that my understanding, if you pre-order, which I am, you get a copy of the rulebook for the RPG. I believe it's a PDF copy. I don't believe it's a physical copy, but you get a PDF copy. Okay, I will take a free PDF copy, thank you. Especially if I can get it before the hard copy, so I've got a chance to start doing prep work and going through it. I still want the physical book because I'm old and I'm used to print, and that's just how I am.
You're not old. Well, wait a minute. Do you still have one of those chisels and hammers?
Yes, I do. Actually, a couple really nice ones.
Yeah.
You know, I keep them sharp and, you know.
Well, there you go. They do have them newfangled things called pens.
I know. I put it in that little machine that it lets me trace letters onto paper.
Ooh.
Yeah, you move it along and it copies letters, so it's scribing. That's what they call it. You know.
Oh, like
that's
magic?
The new thing now is scribing.
Oh, okay.
No, not scrying. Scribing.
Oh, scrying. Yeah, that's a little
different.
We're
not summoning spirits.
Yeah, no, we don't need to do that. We got enough problems. It's going to be cool. Because I was happy with the Fallout crossover. I was happy with
it. I am too. You know. It is, I notice it is starting to wane a bit. there is still new stuff coming out for Fallout Wasteland Warfare, because they just announced the pre-order, which was the other thing I was going to touch on. So, yay, segue. The pre-order for the Fallout Wasteland Warfare RPG, which is the role-playing game aspect of the miniature game. So they listed, and they're taking pre-orders for that book now. So it takes your miniature characters that you have for the Wasteland Warfare game and lets you make role-playing characters with them and use them in the miniature game, so you can make your own survivors, your own Brotherhood of Steel, your own whatever, and then all you need is just a miniature to represent them. So, well, you could easily take one of the Brotherhood of Steel and the T-51 armor, and now it's your unique character with its stats and everything. So as soon as I get paid Friday, I'm going to pre-order that book because I want it.
Because you want it.
And then,
that works, yeah.
And then once they actually release the official Fallout role-playing game, which is a completely separate role-playing entity, that is the RPG itself. And that is going to be the core book plus any expansion. So that I'm excited about, because that is a whole different rule set, whole open door opportunity to do so many cool things. I really wanted a Fallout RPG, a good non-required miniature RPG.
Well, yeah, and you're used to doing that with your group too.
Yeah, so and everyone in my group is down for a Fallout RPG. They're like, yes, we will play that.
Really? Well, that's cool then.
So, because they're all Fallout players except for my wife, but she likes to RPG, so she'll play.
Yeah. That's cool though. I mean, see, that's what I mean is there's just all this competition. There's all these things out there. So sometimes the little unknown are get swept under the rug by all the big names rolling through. And with E3 just finishing, it's a lot out there. There's a lot. I just haven't seen that, I guess, that much announcement on that many good things ever.
Yeah.
And the crossover fact is mind-boggling. And then, of course, there's Keanu Reeves, who's in Cyberpunk. So, really, come on.
Yeah. And
when he stepped out on stage, the audience just went nuts. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they were like, ah!
But there's no reason he shouldn't be in Cyberpunk, considering that he made a movie called, Johnny Mnemonic, which was basically by the people who wrote Cyberpunk 2020.
Listen, I seen that movie.
Yeah. That's basically an early version of Cyberpunk 2020, so it makes perfect sense Keanu Reeves would do that. Plus, now he's a John Wick-esque character, so I'm not sure if he's going to be a solo or a fixer or what his actual job is going to be in the game, but it's interesting nonetheless.
Oh, I have to see John Wick 3. Sorry, I had to throw that out there because
I need to,
I've seen the first two, and I thought it was really good, and so I have to see that.
You have to see the third one, but so it's, and it certainly doesn't hurt his career any.
No.
But
well, he's actually, people don't see a whole lot of him, but then he owns his own motorcycle shop. He builds his own custom bike, so.
Yeah.
How do we go from gaming to movie stuff?
It's an easy transition anymore these days.
Well, they're blurring everything together.
It's just entertainment, period.
Yeah, on a large scale.
Yep. So
it's, so that's pretty good. Well, then, I did a podcast on just an overview of E3. So, there's a lot out there, you guys. And again, we would like your suggestions, a few of you have, so thank you. And we've gotten some compliments. Thank you on those. But we just need your input to just kind of keep going, because we don't want you to get bored. Sometimes we hang up on the miniatures, but that's because we're currently involved in that along with the video gaming. So now that the video gaming has exploded too, we're gonna bounce like a pinball.
And I don't always have time to do video game stuff, and there's so much new coming out that I want. It's like I need to pick and choose. Borderlands 3, that's a give me. The new Star Wars Fallen Republic or whatever, or Fallen.
Yeah, something like that. Knights of the Fallen Republic.
It's like Fallen Jedi or something. Anyway, it's the solo standalone one. Yeah, that's on the list. That's getting that. And I don't usually play Star Wars video games. That one I'll play.
But that's what I was saying. I did mention that the last podcast. I'll mention it again.
Yeah.
Not everybody can afford 5 or 6 games, and you don't have, you have one life and X amount of hours in a day. So this is going to be really tough choices this coming next 12 months as to what it is do you want to buy. And, could do a couple, you know.
Yep.
But,
even found one the wife might play.
Really?
I can't remember. It's kind of like Myst. If you remember the old Myst game.
I think there was one called Riven or something like that.
Well, Riven was the sequel to Myst.
That's the one that's coming out, though.
No. The one that's coming out, because that sequel's been out for years, takes place in Norway. In a small village in Norway. And I'll have to look up the name again, because I just saw the trailer for it. But it was a very Myst-esque game. It wasn't from the same people that made Myst. Oh, my God, I can't talk. But, I mean, it was like one of my wife's like, ooh, because, yeah. Speaking of video games, Evie wanted to mention some Minecraft stuff. Didn't you, Evie? Okay.
So, what did you want to mention there, Evie?
Screaming, Evelyn.
Yeah, no screaming, but what did you want to mention?
Well, there were some other video game stuff you wanted to talk about.
Do you remember? Here, I'll fill you in a little bit on Minecraft. It has a new one coming out called Minecraft Dungeons. Yeah, it looks pretty cool. It's a cross between Minecraft, RPG, Zelda, about every genre you got thrown into one. So it's pretty much going to hit a little bit of something from everybody.
And
that
I
looks
really
interesting.
Want that game.
Which one? The other one? Hytale? Yeah.
Yeah. Why do you want it, Evie?
Because the animals are so cute. I think it's cool. And I just like Minecraft.
Yeah. Well, and this is... Hytale, I believe, was made by some of the people that helped make that Minecraft. So you're going to have... Well, it's like Minecraft on steroids. It looks like a really nicer version of it. And so I'm going to definitely get it to play.
Oh, yeah. That for sure.
When is it coming out?
Eventually.
You'd make a good salesman, Clint.
Yep.
When will that product be available? Oh, sometime next eventually. Yeah. Eventually is correct. I see what you've done here, sir. You've driven us in a circle.
Kind of, yeah. I don't think they gave an official release date on it, to be honest.
No, later this year, I think. And some of these games, now, you got to remember, the new Xbox, tentatively, is called Scarlet. So, that is coming out, not this November, but the following November.
Yeah,
so, a year and a half. And once it comes out, of course, that's it. You know, the Xbox One's officially on its last legs.
Yeah.
It's done. And so it's interesting. I mean, I'll try to save up to get it. I like the idea that they're doing... Microsoft is working with Nintendo.
Yeah.
Because, as I said on my other podcast, but Google, people are underestimating them. They just have the money, and they have the free advertising on... It's their internet. They're just going to push it. It's you're getting it anyway. So they better these other companies... work together, because Microsoft, as big as they are, they're not as big as Nintendo. And as big as Nintendo is, they're still not going to compete with Google, because they just run the planet. So it's, I don't know, man. Like, they have to start forming partnerships to survive.
Yep.
And I think it was a smart move, because I got friends on Switch, and I can't afford, you know, multiple game consoles at the same time.
Yeah.
Plus, I don't have time for... I do have game consoles from the past that I've saved, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about... I know people that have an Xbox and a PS4. And that's cool. But personally, I would rather get the PS5 when it comes out. And the Switch, there's a lot of games on the Switch I'd like to play too, but just don't have the money to buy multiple consoles. Yep. Clint's just saying, he's got all this money, he just doesn't want it.
Right, that's it, Clint needs to start saving a little more of his money.
Oh my God, every time we drive by this type of cliff structure, you'd have to see this, it always looks like it's just going to collapse.
Yeah, that's normal.
You never know if you're driving and it's just going to fall.
Sometimes it does.
Yeah.
Sometimes there'll be little piles of stone in the road, and you'll be like, uh-oh.
You're like, well.
That's not good.
It's interesting to drive to see how an area changes over time.
Yeah.
But,
area that floods, especially.
Yeah.
But here's a new apartment building. Good luck.
Why are you renting that? Because I'm on the second story. When it floods, I can go fishing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
Yeah, I have
too. Their balcony fishing.
Yeah, off their roofs during the flood that one year, yeah.
Yeah, some hurricane you had there.
They were just sitting there caught fishing trout, off the roof. Well, not speaking of which, they do make fishing games. What can I
they
say?
They do, yes. This is why they make games for... Well, I think it was you that made the comment that they're going to farming simulator on the... What the?
Yeah, because Keegan, a member of our group, he's big into farming simulation. Yeah. And it's a lot of just, you know, tilling the ground and then planting crops. And it's... I don't know. To me, it's a bit boring. But he actually got an achievement for playing 10 hours straight. Which, of course, got him in trouble for not doing housework.
Yeah, got in trouble for playing 10 hours straight.
So he's like, well, how'd you get that achievement? Oh, I played 10 hours straight one day. Oh, that's why the housework wasn't done. So then my daughter let him know, hey, what are you doing? So poor Keegan, he tried to make an accomplishment, and, you know.
Yep.
He got one.
He accomplished something, all right.
He accomplished that, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, farming simulator, and I'm not knocking people that play it. If you enjoy that kind of thing, it's there. I mean, literally everything is there.
Yeah, it's pretty much. So, I do miss that there are some of the older games that are really console specific.
Well,
you know, the Eternal Darkness for the GameCube, that's the only way you're getting it, or you have some emulator
to do it.
And I can't justify getting an emulator that may or may not cause problems down the road. I know there's other ways around the GameCube with other systems that may play it, but at this point, a used GameCube is like $20.
Yeah, they're pretty cheap.
You can get them, you're almost anywhere. Better off. But is it? I know, 31 Ford.
1931 Ford lower.
Panel.
He's lowered it.
Panel,
too.
Yep. But I don't know, just buying a GameCube for one game, to me, I can't just see myself doing it. I should break down and do it because I really want to play the game. I really love that game. You know, it's one of the few horror video games that I actually had a lot of fun playing. And that reminds me, since we're talking about old video games, I think you and I need to do a segment called Second Wind.
Okay.
Where we just look at old video games.
Oh, phew, I thought you were going to have us running or something.
Yeah, no.
Okay,
no,
we're good.
God, I'm lazy. No. Where we take a look at these old video games that we used to really love and play that aren't as mainstream, and we just review them. We go back through and do a review about, well, Eternal Darkness, Sandy's Requiem. Why did I like the game? What was cool about it? What system was it on? What, you know?
Yeah, I'll see why
you
not.
You know, stuff like that. Look at the old original Burnout or, you know, God, Wise. You've probably never even heard of Wise. Y-apostrophe-S.
Wise.
Predecessor to Final Fantasy.
Yep.
Wise. It was on the Neo Geo.
Oh, which, my goodness.
And that was the first game system to use CD-ROM. Because I had one.
Technology.
It was really cool because it was also a portable CD player.
Do you remember Vectrex? We used the vector graphics and the tank game. Did you ever play that tank game with the vector graphics?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah, so yeah, we should. We could. We could
we
do
should
it.
Just
yeah.
do every now and then.
Well, how about we do this? How about we just stop pretending to be poor, quit our jobs, and just do this full time for fun?
Oh, sure.
We'll just tell the wives, that's it. Yeah. You guys are going to carry us. No problem. Right, Clint?
Yeah. Right. Let's do that.
Let's do that. We'll get together tomorrow, and then we'll just start doing this full time.
Okay. Evie, it's called sarcasm. Just roll with it.
Evie, we're just trying to dream, and we're goofing off. It's okay.
It's just not going to happen.
She tells your wife, Dad's
going to
quit.
Maybe, but, yeah. We won the lottery, maybe, but, yeah, that's... In the lottery, you would see me for a little while.
What?
But I would do some really cool gaming reports from other countries.
This is Clint reporting from Acapulco.
Nope.
Somewhere in the Caribbean.
Oh.
I went to look for the real pirates.
So this is what 40K looks like in Norway.
Tank Fest in Germany.
Yeah, you know, we'd have to probably do Tank Fest. I mean, really, I guess if we're going to call ourselves gamers, we should probably go to a Tank Fest.
That's where a lot of...
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. you know, if we were lottery winning gamers, we maybe should own a dozen or so tanks and possibly start our own museum. But, you know, just a thought.
Just a thought? I don't know. You sure the wife, should, if we're going to quit, should we type up an official letter for the wives, letting them know that a marriage is a cooperative part, and to support us emotionally.
they do have an official letter.
Yeah, we should probably draw something up and turn it in. And then find a place to run and hide to for a little bit. But
they have an official letter, Greg. You have to sign and date it. I believe that uses the French term divorcee. Divorcee. I'm not sure if I'm saying it right. But it's an official legal document that you sign and date. And it basically means you get nothing and good luck with your life. And
your wife, I could see her looking at the what does this slip say? Permission given by Greg Fitch. I hereby grant Clint to quit his job. She'd be like, where'd this come from? You're like, I don't know.
It's official.
Then
he'd
be,
got a stamp.
I was there, Mom. I heard them. They're quitting. So.
Yeah. That,
yeah. Well, any of you who are married, you know immediately what would happen to us. It'd be like, why isn't there a podcast for a week? Be like, this is Greg and Clint doing a podcast from the local hospital. We're recovering.
Yeah.
They luckily put us in the same room. We're doing it because we have an armed guard outside to keep the wives out. They're still a bit upset, but we're okay. We're recovering nicely now.
And I'm trying to control them.
There you go. And Evie there would help us. Look at that.
Yeah.
You're a part of the team, Evie, officially.
Now, the caveat for this would be the people who have gamer wives who are actually more gamer than they are, well, they're going to be fine. They're lucky because they would... What is that?
Yeah, I don't know.
That is weird.
Well, you get sidetracked. I don't know what that... It is a weird structure.
The
I don't know.
We can play...
There's no sign. I'm sorry. They're building some sort of...
We can play a building. Live kill team.
A live kill team?
A live kill team, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it would be live. This is Evie reporting for Gamers with Coffee, the last surviving member of the team. Because I was small enough to hide in places that Dad and Greg just couldn't fit into.
That probably would happen.
Yeah. That was good, Evie. I like that.
Yeah.
Instead of real guns, we would use Nerf guns.
Yeah.
Why is this podcast so crackly? Why do they say they're reporting from the afterlife? No.
I don't know.
Our new podcasts have a haunting effect.
Yeah.
Mm. Yay, haunting house!
Yeah. Long distance charges apply.
But of all these condos that are still going to flood.
We're driving up and down by the river. It's like...
Again.
Again, but this one's we went a different way this time. Yep. And
but look, there's look, Evie, the gateway to the river.
Yeah, I that's what don't know sign, why they have a sign that
because
says,
this is all going to be a park.
Yeah, I know, but gateway to the river, really? Come on. I mean, obviously, it's the river. There's no gate, Clint.
Yeah, no gate. And the road is really rough and, well, pretty poorly maintained. And, you know, there's at least one house in the way.
It'll be gone.
Oh, yeah. This will all be gone.
I will snack.
All but the trees. I imagine the trees will stay.
So, speaking of trees, there are games, too, with trees in them.
Yeah,
my daughter likes to play the one. Oh man, it's actually slipped my mind, but it's actually an outdoors like a hunting one. So we track big game and stuff in some other country. That's actually pretty. I mean, the graphics are pretty mind blowing. But I don't know. For anything you want to do, there's a game.
Yeah.
So that's why me and Clint don't limit ourselves to one thing. We are more particular to the miniatures, yes, because they're just more engaging to us. But we spend our lives playing video games too, so it's just it's both, and so we don't mean to.
Minecraft was my first video game.
Yeah.
And Evie just said Minecraft. Yeah, it's her first video game.
Yeah. So
see, now we like to include you guys in our. This is how our conversations normally go, anyways. When we talk, it's just.
Will you please stop playing with the lights, Evie?
Fine.
This is also how our conversations go.
Caught live on a podcast. Stop playing with the lights, Evie, in the car. Is that lightning? No, that's Evie messing with the lights.
Playing with the lights.
Turn them on and off. Because you would take you a second to look around if you could see the sky where we're at. So
it's kind of dark, and
it's a weird dark in one area, and then it's I don't know what that is over there.
Kind of hinting that it's going to be nasty, but then it's not like following through at the moment.
Yeah, like it can't make its mind up.
Yeah,
almost.
No, that seems normal around here anymore.
Yeah. Well, the river's way up, Glenn.
River's up, yeah.
Woo!
Yeah, well, it's all this lovely rain we're getting. It's just starting to push things higher and higher again.
Yeah, that's Evie's response to a bunch of wild geese standing by the side of the road.
Yeah.
Occasionally, they like to walk out in the road out here. And they just take their time crossing, and they'll tie up traffic.
Yep. Yeah, sometimes.
Well, 100 of them walk across the road, so.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Well, I think we about covered everything, including the rain. So,
yeah,
we're appreciative of you guys following us. So, thank you. We've hit over 500 downloads, Clint.
Nice.
And it's heading towards 550. So
that's cool.
That is
calm down, everyone.
Pretty cool. And you excited about that, then, Evie? That's 500 downloads. That's 500 listens to our podcast.
We need to. Just on a side note on this one is we should do a podcast where you're actually not working, we have time, where we just kind of bounce from coffee shop in town.
That's what we should
trying
do.
Trying to do a pub crawl with coffee instead, but...
Coffee crawl.
A coffee crawl.
A coffee
we can
crawl.
Do a podcast on our coffee crawl.
This is the 12th hour of our coffee crawl. We just can't... Clint, I can't blink.
And I so, would just have a drink.
No, there's a lot of good coffee spots in this city.
Yes.
You know, Starbucks. I mean, there's just, besides the big chain
there's
ones.
There's one called the Blue Strawberry.
Yes, it's right over there.
Yes, and I've gone there once in a while.
And there is one across the river here, the other way from where we're headed. I can never remember the name, but I stopped in there on a whim. Because the woman upstairs from at the Imon office said to go over there because they had really good sandwiches. And she was right. They had really awesome sandwiches.
So now our... Our Gamers podcast turned to a food... But you know what? Gamers need to eat, too.
Yeah, we do need to mention coffee.
To eat.
So we should do that. We did a short one on coffee because people wanted to know what we drink. So we covered that a little bit. Actually, there was a good response to that, too. People like that. So we can cover whatever you guys would like. It's all gaming-related because, really, you have to eat and drink in order to be able to be healthy and game. And I don't know about you guys, but when my doctor said, Greg, you need to increase your water intake, I said, okay, and I started drinking more coffee because it's made with water.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
Or no, it doesn't work that way? Yeah.
Not quite.
Yeah.
But close.
But it is. It's just flavored water, sir.
Yeah. That's just coffee-flavored water.
Yeah. So,
it has to be coffee-flavored water with extra cream and sugar.
Well, that's the fattening part.
Yeah, well.
So.
Well, as much as since I've been playing Pokemon Go, I'm pretty much walking all that off.
Well, there you go. Now, Clint is going to strive to...
I love Pokemon!
Yeah, Evie loves Pokemon. So does Keegan. I don't know if any of you guys have ever been to a casino, but the reason I'm mentioning that is I took Keegan. He is the only person I'd ever seen at a slot machine playing Pokemon Go. And I just know the security guys on the cameras were going, what is that guy doing? And so, and the funny thing is, he hit... like $248 jackpot just not even paying attention. I was like, Keegan, you're not supposed to play Pokemon Go here. But apparently Pokemons go to casinos because he found them there too.
Yeah.
So Clint's going to try to do this Pokemon on the go kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got quite a lot of walking in. According to the phone, I've walked almost 25 kilometers so far in the last couple weeks.
Now, this, a kilometer, really?
It measures everything in kilometers.
Sorry, sir, I'm American, so is that miles?
No, roughly half a mile per kilometer, roughly.
Yeah. So that's actually more walking than you're used to doing.
Yeah,
that's
a lot more than I'm used to doing. Because you got to walk to hatch eggs. Okay, so you could technically drive really slow and it would still register, but...
That's where I've failed. I've been putting eggs in the microwave. They don't hatch.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll remember that, Clint. So, with Pokemon.
Yeah, with the Pokemon. So, which I'm sure there's probably some that are hatching, considering they've driven slow through certain areas. Probably is registering it. Because it does tie to the fitness tracker in my phone. Since it apparently has one, I didn't know that until it said, hey, can I have access to this? Like, sure, I didn't know I had it. It's apparently one of the Google features in my phone. shocker Googles into everything. But, you know, the fitness, that's not bad.
Yeah. Well, what Clint's going to try and do is we're working on a way for him to, like, record his screen.
Yeah.
So you guys can see, obviously he's not sitting at a kitchen table just talking.
Yeah.
But he wants to walk around and video that. So,
yeah,
and just, then put some little videos up of your Pokemon Go adventures.
Yeah.
This is the time Clint walked into the light pole because he didn't see.
Yeah.
He was looking down at his phone.
Clint actually does pay attention to his surroundings when he walks.
Do you? All the people on the phone don't. They just walk right.
No, the people don't.
Right out in front of the car.
To do that. It even says it a warning to do that. So make sure you pay attention to your surroundings. Don't wander into dangerous areas.
When it first came out, they had a big thing downtown here. Do you remember that?
Kind of.
Me and the wife went down there. Okay, so we were down there fishing off the bridge, and she was trying to do the Pokemon Go thing on her phone. But you should have seen the amount of people that were out, so it's pretty popular. They actually had a stop where they were handing out water, cold water and
probably
stuff.
Probably smart.
So, but there were a lot of people, and if you guys are out there doing that, we value your life, so please pay attention.
Yes, like, do pay attention.
Look up, pay attention. I've seen people simply walk out into traffic. They're not even they didn't even know they did it.
Yeah.
So
if you're gonna do a gym paddle, don't stand in the middle of the road.
Yeah, so be careful. We don't wanna hear about anybody getting hurt doing stuff, but Glenn's gonna try to do that, so look for that. Let us know if you'd be interested in that too. And Keegan, I think, is doing something along that lines. Where he was at work. He posted a picture of it out of his tractor.
I can't, for some reason, what Keegan can do with the live view, I can't do on my phone. It will not do it.
Well, I would ask him how he's doing it. He has
it's something with the phone.
Oh.
Because I tried turning it on, and it basically gives me the camera of the live location, but it can't superimpose the Pokemon into it.
Well, when you said your phone might be a little bit old and outdated, there are two bells on the top and a hand crank on the side. We need to get it updated just a bit.
Oh, right, to one bell now instead of two?
Yeah.
So the newer ones have one bell and a, you know, smaller crank so that it doesn't get in the way when it's in your pocket.
Yeah. Well, no, the newer ones actually tell you things you didn't ask for.
No, yeah.
That caught my phone going, I'm sorry, Gregory, I didn't hear what you said.
Yeah, my
I'm like, I wasn't talking to you.
Done that, too. I've seen videos of that happening.
It just comes on, and asks you, and you're
the phone answers you all of a sudden. You're like, what?
Yeah. And I've talked to quite a few people. So that's the thing with the new phones. I guess it does listen to you, kind of, whether you want
all
to or
time.
Not. So I would, maybe they should build warnings into it. Like if you're playing a game, pay attention. But just be careful out there. And Clint's going to try getting that up there and going. I think that'd be kind of an interesting thing, too. It'd
fun,
be cool.
Just to show.
Well, it's summer. I think it's summer. Somewhat. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, it's something.
It's not snow and ice, so. Look at how those are building out there, Clint.
Yeah, I know.
Like super
clouds
cells.
Are getting weird. So.
And,
another thing I'm going to try to do is get some of that D&D stuff edited and get that up on the podcast.
You've been working on that for a while. You know what you could do? Just start over with the fresh.
I've got all the material. I've got all the raw files. I just need to re-edit. I just need to sit down and take the raw files because I purposely set the raw files aside in case something happened. So I didn't lose anything other than my editing.
Okay.
I still have all the raw material from day one. So, and now pretty much Dee has a copy of almost all the raw files too. And she's quite enjoying them other than me needing to edit out a bunch of stuff. Yeah. So I need to start sitting down and even if I just posted one a week... Just did one a week, one half-hour episode a week. I've got enough now that would keep us for months.
Well, and people would follow it because it's not overwhelming. They can follow it at their leisure. And so it just these are different things, too, you guys, that people have said. So just give us opinions. I do every time, not trying to plug it. I'm just excited as far as, I am plugging it, but not like in a... bad way. I would like people to join the Gamers with Coffee Facebook group because the more people in the group, just the more fun it is. That's the whole point of the group is to meet other people. Like, there's nothing, I don't get anything out of it, you know, advertising wise or any of that stuff. It's just a group. It's a Facebook group. So we would like to see it grow though because more people have fun and now the group has its page. So sure, I would like you to follow that because and like it. because it does promote the page to other gamers. And we are working out a schedule for live streaming. It is set up. I've got it set up in the gaming section. So
yeah,
we would like to start doing some live streams too.
Because you got the new map for Sails of Glory.
Yeah, I was gonna surprise Clint with it, but I was able to get a hold of an original sealed in a box map from Ares for Sails of Glory, which you can't hardly find, literally.
No, not the at least not the nautical one.
And this has the grid lines, which actually, if you knew the game, and we've talked about it, but it'll help you with the way it's played. So we're going to have to do that because he has things I don't like, a bunch of islands and shoals and forts that go with it. So we're going to do, that's one of the ones I would like to live stream. I would like to just take, you know, 40 minutes or whatever and live stream it. And I think we'd have, it'd be a
run
fun
a
thing.
A small one ship per person with the forts or something just to get a kind of a feel for how they play out.
Well, we got enough for like, well, how many people can play now?
I've got enough for 16 people.
Good grief.
Or 16 ships, let's put it that way. So
but you have the dashboards for them? Or
I have the dashboards and everything.
Okay, so.
So, and I think between all of us, we have 16 ships.
Yeah.
At least, so.
Well, it would be nice if maybe me, you, Dee, if you're listening. Yeah. She got herself some of those. So you're welcome to play.
She's got the French ones. She's looking forward to playing.
So that's what we should do is do that for you guys, live stream. And then that's a game where you could be like, watch us play. And if it sounds fun, go get it. If it doesn't, then don't. You didn't lose anything that way.
Yeah.
So.
And I do want to get that in before we get the ramp up of tripods and triplanes.
Yeah, because when you get that, we're definitely going to have to play that. Because you're going to have to show me. I don't know. I don't know anything about the tripods part. So.
Yeah, I need to download the PDF rules so we can learn how to use the tripods.
Then I would get that as soon as you can.
You know, going to ship the end of the month, and I need to pre-order through Miniature Market those other aliens I don't have.
Okay. Hello, Evie. Our podcast is coming to an end. Do you want to say goodbye?
Goodbye! Don't
scream. Thank you.
Okay.
Evie. Okay.
Clint, do you want to say goodbye?
Yes, soon? Goodbye for now. Till next time.
Yep. We'll see you guys
later.
Please
like and subscribe, all the good stuff.
Please
and
comment.
Stay safe. Spend time with
Please
your family.
Comment.
Yes,
Please
comment. Yeah, that's nice. All right, you guys, thank you for listening. We'll catch with you later. Bye.
That was good, Evie.